I'm afraid we're not going to have much time for questions because we're running a bit behind. It started late, sorry. Okay, I'll bite. How do you keep the big picture view while you're down there being Vinnie Jones and asking what is your function in life? Do you need to have a person whose role is to kind of be the big picture person, making sure that, you know, everyone's on the same page with the vision?
Yes.
Can that be the same person who's down in the trenches making the components, or does it need to be separate people or separate roles?
Well, I think in a way, everybody needs to be aware of it. And that's why I think the pattern library, again, can be a good place to build this awareness of. And I started considering, this is not something we're doing at the moment, but I started thinking about how we can... So the modules, they're not all exactly the same. There is a hierarchy between them. So they're not like uniform Lego blocks, right? Some of them are like hero modules, which are very high up in the hierarchy. And you can only use it once, for example, like the billboard, right? You can always only use it once on the page. And that was more of a supporting role. But it all needs to be defined somewhere in the pattern library. It needs to be common knowledge as well. And another thing is the chemistry between the modules, because some of them just attract better with each other than others. But again, those rules need to be defined. And I'm not really sure where to start when trying to think about those patterns in terms of chemistry between the modules and how to define it. But that's something I'm thinking about.
Still working. I had a similar question for you, Rich, when it comes to accessibility, because in your talk you talk about the big picture, you know, why this is important, but you also dived into really detailed things like color contrast and, you know, at the element level. And so when you're working with accessibility, do you find it more helpful to just look at it at the pattern level, or is it more helpful to look at the big picture and dive into the pattern?
I find it quite easy to sort of go between them both. So I'll think about the big picture. So for me, the big picture with every website is it should be accessible by everybody. So that's the kind of big picture level that I look at. And then I delve into it. So my process, I mean, I'm a freelancer, I work for myself, so I'm very adaptable. I can change my process every single project if I want to. So I'm still finding out what works best. But I've got the freedom to do that. When you're trying to do it in a team, it's a lot harder, I think. But I tend to look at individual things. I know I said checklists were sort of bad in that if that's all you're trying to do is just complete a checklist, that's the wrong way to go about it. You need to think about it on a human level. But I do like my checklists. I'm a bit obsessed with my to-do app. And I'll have all these things in there to check and to know to keep checking. But I think it's all about practice and working it into what you do.
You're not a slave to the checklist. The checklist is a tool in service of the bigger picture, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. And Alice, the commonality I'm seeing with all of this is that this is about culture, whether it's the culture of thinking in modular ways or the culture of thinking about inclusion. Mm-hmm. Do you find that the trickier problems that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis are not necessarily technological but human? In, you know, convincing people, like business cases and stuff like that? Or is it what frustrates you? Is it technology or people?
Do I work with him? I don't know.
You're in a safe place. This is for everyone, really.
People problems are hard, but they're just difficult to reason about. Mm. And that's why people find people problems more difficult, and also you're more likely to have an emotional response to a people problem than to a. I mean, plenty of people get frustrated by code, but then you are able to reason about it. And so, you know, I think, yeah, people problems are harder. I don't know what day to day I find most frustrating. I suppose if you find a people problem and you solve it, it's never as satisfying, or I never find it as satisfying personally as finding a technology problem and solving it. Partly because you can't really brag about solving a people problem because then you're a massive dick. But whereas you can brag about, so under the guise of a blog post where you share your knowledge or a conference talk, but whereas people problems, you can't do that. Yeah. So maybe that's why I find.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, one of the other commonalities I was seeing in all these talks is kind of about the language we use. We talk about the importance of naming things, and that seemed to come across with you guys as well, this idea that let's talk about inclusion. rather than accessibility. I mean, mm-hmm. have you found that when you're trying to not sell the idea of accessibility, but explain the idea that the language matters?
I mean, the one thing I always do is say to my clients, you know, this is how it's going to be. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid now, 3 years in nearly, of telling the client what I think they should know. So I will tell them, you know, you should be creating an accessible website. I know how to do this. I'm still learning. You know, that client project I showed, it was scary because of the amount of people that are probably going to access it with visual impairments and different things like that. And you do come up against people, and you do have problems with trying to convince people sometimes. You know, it's all about keeping your knowledge up, I think, as well. So I came against people that were really, really up for accessibility and had the language and inclusion. You know, inclusion was a big thing to them because of that, but they had really outdated knowledge. And it's balancing that and trying to find the happy medium, which I think is what we're all looking for.
And you're talking about building this culture of shared understanding through language. And I have to say, I find it really reassuring that you're basically saying, naming things is hard, right? And would anybody here like to make the claim that naming things is easy? Anybody? No, okay. I think everybody in this room is in agreement that naming things is hard. And does people get frustrated? I mean, I find this, that we feel like you're saying about technology problems, you feel like there should be a solution. There's a right answer that we should be able to find. And the truth is, there isn't. There's just fuzzy areas of agreement around stuff. Okay. Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, definitely. You're so right. Well done.
Everyone agrees with me. All right, listen, I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut it short because we started so late. And I've said everything I have to say. That's good. Please, big round of applause for Alice and Rachel.